Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Rob, and I'm coming to you live from my bedroom in beautiful, wonderful Honolulu, Hawaii. And it has been a while, and actually it's been January since I recorded my last podcast episode. And it definitely does not mean I have not been paying attention to what's going on. If you've been following me on Twitter, I pretty much keep up on there. My Instagram was deleted by Instagram because they thought that I was impersonating Amy Lee. So they called me like a fraud or whatever. I don't know. They thought I was being really weird and they just deleted my Instagram. So all I have left is Twitter and this podcast, which is great because we are gaining a lot of momentum and steam on Twitter. Love it. So a lot of great things going on in the Evanescence community and in Evanescence in general. The last time I talked to you guys, they hadn't released their album yet. And now the album's out, right? And it's huge. It's gaining so much steam and momentum throughout the entire world. You know, they're climbing the charts. They've released 5 singles from that album. They released a couple music videos, tons of interviews, and just so much going on with the band since when I started the Evanescence community back in 2016. So it is absolutely awesome to watch this band evolve. And, watching and paying attention on social media and everything, a lot going on in my life that has caused me to kind of have to dial it back quite a bit. Won't lie to you, losing my Instagram really took the steam out of the steam engine, wind out of my sails quite a bit where I almost quit. I didn't even want to do the Evanescence community anymore. I had that thing built up to 13,000 followers. I had it worked on for 5 years. And it just went away, just gone. So I just didn't want to almost do it anymore, but something kept calling me back. A lot going on in my personal life, and just to be honest, you know, it's when you get that much taken from you, and it just, you know, it makes you start to think, is this something I need to keep doing? Am I good enough to keep doing it, you know? Some mental health stuff thrown in there. And then just the overwhelm of my personal life just kind of stopped me from doing this podcast, but it brought me back. A lot of things cleared up in my life now, doing really good. Everyone's good, family's strong, so no worries, we're just getting back to it. So we're going to start out, of course, this is the Worlds Collide podcast. If this is the first time you're listening, my name is Rob, and we talk about here Evanescence and Within Temptation. Worlds Collide, named after their upcoming tour coming next year. Hopefully, it's been delayed twice already, but we're seeing a huge upswing on the pandemic now. I think we are entering an endemic, and you know, with the vaccines going around and just, you know, total cases are just decreasing and stuff. And you know, a lot of good things are starting to come our way, and so we have a lot of news to cover and a lot of great things coming up. So, without any further ado, let's get started. We're going to start off with Evanescence. All right, and again, I have to thank Jen Majura for providing the sound bites in between the transitions. She is such a champ. She's such a rock star. And I love the fact that she is giving interviews to fans. I saw that her and the rest of the band have given interviews to Evanescenceville, one of my favorite fan accounts out there. They absolutely kill it. And to be honest, they give me a lot of the information I need. I pay attention to them, you know, when it comes to keeping up on Evanescence and stuff. So I think they're one of the biggest fan groups out there, or fan clubs, whatever you want to call it. So they kill it. They're awesome. So congrats to you, Evanescenceville, for scoring those interviews. I'll be watching them here pretty soon. But we're going to go ahead and get into the news ourselves. So Evanescence performs an online concert on the 13th of May. They performed a full online concert for fans via Cooper Tire. Fans were able to vote for the opening act, so which they went ahead, they got on their internets, and they voted for South of Eden, and they performed, and I didn't catch that too much, to be honest, because I kind of, the only thing is, it wasn't that I didn't want to watch them, it's just I didn't have time, you know? So I'm sitting there at work, and it's so funny, because when the rest of the world or the U.S. is sitting there watching this concert at night, I'm in over in Hawaii, and I'm like 6 hours behind the East Coast. So anything that happens on the East Coast, I got to wait 6 hours on my end. So I'm at work, right? And I work a desk job, you know, in a government office. And, you know, my computer does not have audio. I don't have that kind of job where I can put on headphones. So I have to pay attention to my surroundings quite a bit. So I am literally watching this concert with no sound on Facebook Live. And I'm watching Amy Lee jump around and sing. And then it cuts to Jen Majura over in Germany in her studio. And then it cuts back to Tim. And then it cuts over to Troy. And Troy's looking all badass with his big trench coat and his long hair. And then it cuts to Will twirling his drumsticks up in the air and everything. Back to Amy, and not one iota of sound heard whatsoever. So I'm just sitting there like, well, this looks cool. I can't wait to hear it. So the next day, I got up kind of early, and I just went ahead and watched it. And I was just fantastic just to see some of the new songs. One of my all-time favorites that's starting to be one of my favorites, actually, is... Shoot, I can't remember the name of the song. Here I am all hyping this song up, whatever. Change me to something I believe in. That one. Okay, the game is over. That's it. Sorry. You know, I have a script for this podcast, but I wing most of it. So, The Game Is Over is very quickly becoming one of my favorite Evanescence songs of all time, and I'm so happy that they played that. And they played some old stuff too, right? Way to the World and Going Under. Hello. So we got the best of all worlds, okay? So it was so awesome to see them back on the stage, even if it was for an online concert. But fans will not have to wait long to see them live again, because they announced that they are going to do a co-headlining tour with Hailstorm, fronted by Lizzie Hale. And if you are a fan of Evanescence, you know that they have a long history together, collaborating on music and live performances and stuff. And so it would only make sense that they would go on tour together at some point. And what better way to, you know, bring the fandom back to the band after a year and a half of sitting in our houses and for a pandemic or whatever, than to just do a badass co-headlining tour with Hailstorm. So great move on Evanescence. Definitely can't wait to see them. The last time they went on tour, it was a co-headlining tour with Lindsey Stirling, and that worked out really well. I went and saw them. I thought it was great. So it'd be awesome to see these two together, okay? So they'll be coming this fall, and they'll be playing selected dates throughout the East and the West Coast, which is awesome, because most of the time when Evanescence tours, they have a tendency to stay kind of in the Midwest toward the East Coast. But they're actually playing some dates along. There's one in Portland, Oregon. There's one in Los Angeles. There's one in Las Vegas. So for a guy like me in Hawaii who has to fly 6 hours, there's actually some options. I'm looking at them. The only thing is the VIP is a little different, so you get the swag and you get, you know, all the normal stuff with VIP, but you don't get to meet them one-on-one, unfortunately. You do get a nice, you know, you do get to like sit in on a Q&A about the Bitter Truth with them, so you do get a little bit intimate time with them, but it's not the same. You don't get to run up and hug Amy and cry and tell her how much her music has saved your life, or you don't get to ask Tim to do like crazy stuff for your meet and greet picture. You don't get to, you know, put softball jerseys on them and turn them around and, you know, have them take pictures with your softball jersey on, or whatever it is that, you know, I've seen fans do with them during meet and greets, which such a great aspect about that band. They're willing to do such things like that. Speaking of which, they're willing to go on TV and play on talk shows, promote the Bitter Truth. And the one talk show they did was the Kelly Clarkson show on May 10th. And they went on and played Better Without You. Such a good song, right? And if y'all seen that video, really good video, directed by Eric D. Howell, who is becoming a fan favorite. So anytime everyone says or sees Eric D. Howell as a director, Twitter tends to blow up and everybody tends to support it. So it's very good that he was able to jump in there and direct the video, and it looked great. And what was awesome is the way he directed it. You didn't feel like Jen Majura wasn't in the was not in the country. You know what I'm saying? Like, she seemed like such a seamless member of the band, just the way the editing went down and stuff. So, such a good job. Great video. Great song. Great album, right? So, I picked up the box set. Actually, my son bought me the box set for Christmas. And just so much cool stuff in it, right? There was the CD. There's a little cassette, which looks like maybe some outtakes and just, you know, some part of the writing process. There's like a journal book that you can go in and write some stuff down in. Huge lyric book. Yeah, just a phenomenal thing. So sitting in my closet right now, I'm actually looking at it as I'm, you know, doing this podcast. I think maybe I should open that thing up after I'm done and just look at it again because it's so good. It's so good, right? I mean, OMG, hello, fandoms with dream come true, right? You know, slap y'all's faces with awesomeness. I mean, it's just a lot, isn't it? Just so many interviews, just so much going on, and, you know, I'm just glad to be able to jump back in and talk to you guys about it. So, that concludes the Evanescence portion. We're going to move on to Within Temptation here after a word from my sponsor. And yes, that's my voice that you hear in the ad because they had me record the ad with my voice. And I barely have a podcast voice, much less an ad voice. So enjoy it. So let's talk about our favorite symphonic metal brunette-haired female-led band from the Netherlands. And I say brunette specifically because I know there's a redhead one out there. I don't pay too much attention to them. And I know some of you are going to hear this and go, what? You don't? Oh my gosh, Rob, what are you thinking? I'm like, I'm sorry, I can only handle so many bands at once because of a feeling that if I get into them, I'm going to have to start doing podcasts about them too. That's why I take in my music, my new musical interest in chunks, okay? And, you know, I just got to like keep it chill. But let's talk about Within Temptation. So, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I just finished talking about Evanescence and so much going on with them. Within Temptation, it's been a little more low key. Am I right? The last music video they came out with was called The Purge. That was cool, but then not a lot after that, right? There were some interviews, and then there were a little radio silence on social media for a while. We saw Sharon's face pop up, probably about a week ago because they are now releasing the, Silent Force Live DVD on digital platforms, okay? So you get to watch that performance from back in the day now on streaming platforms and digital rentals and stuff like that. So I did watch it, and it is pretty cool. And it's nice for me because I never watched it when it came out, right? Like that was, I didn't even know Within Temptation existed back then. So to me, it was all brand new. And so I'm watching and I'm like, oh, look at them jump around. Oh, look at Sharon. She's coming out in her dress. You know, I guess she wore dresses a lot more back then. Rob, you know, Westerhoff. Oh my gosh. I just butchered his name. Please, God, I hope he's not listening to this. Westerhoff. Oh, geez. I'm about to Google that thing here in a second. Sorry. Sorry, Rob, if you're listening, okay? Please don't hit me. Please don't, like, if I meet you in a meet and greet, don't slap me over the head or something. I'm sensitive. Anyway, Westerholt. I think that's it. Westerholt. I nailed it, didn't I? This is almost as embarrassing as like when Jen Majura joined Evanescence. I couldn't pronounce her name either when I started this podcast, and I would have people message me, fans who would listen to this podcast, they would message me and be like, "It's pronounced Majura." And I'd be like, Majura, right? And I think even Jen herself messaged me after listening to an episode because she's a fan of this podcast. It's pronounced Majura, Rob. And I go, well, you know, since you're the source, I have to believe you. So, Robert Westerholt. Hopefully I got that right. Anyway, it had him in it, the old drummer, you know. Man, it's such a good concert, right? Got a good mix of the Silent Force, which is like fast becoming one of my favorite albums of all time. Not just my favorite Within Temptation album, but one of my favorite albums of all time. I mean, it's just so like out there, isn't it? It's not metal, it's not rock, but it's a lot of symphony. It's just something I've never really heard anything like it before. And now there it is. And now I've listened to it like a million times since I discovered this band back in February of 2020. Which, by the way, thank God I discovered them when I did, because, man, it sure helped me get through the pandemic. Anyway, but just like, you know, the audience, right? So I'm watching this video and, you know, I've gone to a lot of concerts. I love going to concerts. I really do. And this pandemic has been a super bummer for me, because concerts are just one of the things I really like to do. And I love to see people jump around, go crazy, right? And I kind of feel like, you know, the concerts I went to in America are a little more reserved. I mean, yeah, I get it. There's some concerts where people just go crazy. I've seen Korn. I've seen, you know, I've seen some pretty gnarly, crazy bands. Like, just, you know, people are going nuts. But, like, I felt like there was a lot more energy with this, like, just, you know, the whole audience was just jumping at once and singing along. They just seemed so happy to be there, right? You don't get that all the time with concerts. I went to see 21 Pilots back in 2018. That was the last concert I went to be honest. And there was some energy there. There was. This one just felt different. I don't know why. Audience just seemed happier. Anyway, so great video. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Go rent it. Go watch it on Spotify. Go watch it whatever streaming audio is out there. It's just interesting to see the band in a different time, right? Because what they did back then is way different than what they do now. It was just a different time, right? Different energy, different focus, whatever it may be. And it's just interesting to see that snapshot in time. Compared to what they do now, right? A lot more industrial now, a lot more heavy, a lot more metal. Sharon does not wear those dresses anymore. Rob doesn't even perform live anymore. He stays home with the kids, which is good, right? So there's a few different band members too. And I think it's just a sign of the times, right? So go watch the video. Just do it. Just, you know what? But you can even, I'll give you permission right now. You can even press stop on this podcast and you can go just watch that instead. And then you can come back to my podcast after. As a matter of fact, you can go on my Twitter. You can tweet me and say, hey, yo, Within Temptation Hawaii, because that's the name of my Twitter for Within Temptation. Within Temptation Hawaii, yo, I watched the video like your podcast told me to. Yo, bro, yo, you can even tweet. If you pay attention to this podcast, I will shit the bed if somebody goes on Twitter after listening to this podcast and tweets and tags me in it and says, yo, bro, I watched Silent Forest, yo. Something to that, I will, like, you will make my day. I'll be like, man, somebody really listens to my podcast, because I think we're on minute 15 right now, minute 15 or 16 of this podcast. So to get to this point, you have to be seriously invested into listening to this thing. So if you tweet me with something to that, yo, man, I love the Silent Force DVD. Thanks for making me watch it. Yo, you'll make my day, man. You will. Or lady. So, wow. Anyway, that's what's going on with Within Temptation. I'm really looking forward to maybe some new music from them soon. Maybe they'll follow suit with Evanescence, and they've talked about putting together some new music for a new album. Love to see it soon. That way we can, you know, when the Worlds Collide tour does pop off next year. I mean, they're just, both bands are belting out new music, and then Sharon and Amy can come out and do a duet together. Fandoms can cry. People will be happy. It'll be a wonderful experience, okay? The pandemic will fully be over by then. I might even fly over to Europe and see it all the way across the world, because what the hell, life is short, right? Anyway, so that's it. It's great to be back. If you want, you can find me at Fintan Robert, FintonRobert. That's my Twitter. Also, you can find me on Twitter at the Ev Community and with WT Hawaii, the WT Community, which is also Within Temptation Hawaii. And then finally, if you want to subscribe to my newsletter, the link is in my bio of either Twitters. So that's what I got going on. It's great to be back. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. More to come. And I hope you have a great, wonderful week. Bye.